Games from the Cellar, the board gaming podcast. Thunder Road Vendetta. Who's excited?
I am.
Yeah, I am too. I know y'all played, Chris and John and Sam have played it and weren't exactly thrilled with it to begin with.
We were concerned about the user agency.
Penalty box.
He said that with a straight face, everybody. I can't. User agency. All right, let's go into that. Tell us about user agent, though.
It's one of those egghead words that people
When we played it, it didn't wow.
It didn't catch fire. Somehow you would expect a game like this for people to be yelling and screaming, and it just kind of didn't seem to grab us.
We're notorious for playing games wrong, like the first couple times, like not getting the rules right.
Everybody does
so,
that.
So for I'm kind of hoping that with Cody playing, here taking care of the rules for us today instead of Sam, that you know we might play this right and we'll give it a good try and hopefully and since, have a fun
heavy
rowdy
weight
time.
On my shoulders.
Since you are playing Sam's role halfway through the game, you have to read a rule and say, you know,
we've been doing this wrong the
whole
time.
The way we use that word in this particular, I think that means I get to go again and win the game.
I am not that critical of a thinker.
Well, you better get started early.
You can do it.
Break out your thesaurus because you're going to find new meanings for words. No, this is a restoration game of a game that was put out what in the 80s or something.
Yeah, I think it was
yeah
80s.
What is Thunder Road?
I don't
Mad Max, right?
So it's
a, that's what
it,
I thought.
I think it was the Road Warrior was out.
Yeah, Road Warrior.
Out.
Yeah,
and you can even see the little guy in the helicopter. If you look at the helicopter, it's a little one seater helicopter. And in the movie, there's a guy that like drops snakes into people's laps on the cars beneath them, that kind of thing. So I mean, that was all part of the. That was part of the mystique at the time. But, it's essentially you're all racing up the road. You're all slamming into each other and shooting at each other. And whoever gets to Free Something City, it says it on the board. Oh, it used to be Motor City, and they changed it to Free City. All right, whoever gets up to the stronghold at the end wins the game. So all you have to do is get one car up there.
And
you have to do. All the other cars can just wreck or do whatever you like.
But these three tiles are it. There's not going to be more coming out. It's not like a random
is the minute somebody gets out of the first tile.
Okay, so it could go longer.
Gotcha. And with the 3 and 4 player game, we're playing 4 players tonight. All right. The minute one player gets eliminated, whichever is the lead tile, is it. All right, and last time we played, I kind of took my little car, which was going a little faster, and I kind of zoomed him up ahead and thought to myself, okay, that'll give them an excuse to get their helicopters out and come shooting at me or something like that. Let's try out the rules, essentially, is what I was doing. Mm. And it just sort of sat there for a bit, and when all was said and done, I think one of us had, well, it came down to one person had one car left, and they just kind of loped their way in to the finish line. So it was just sort of.
Yeah, I think all 3 years got destroyed. It was Sam and I that kind of did that.
Had that galaxy trucker limp across the finish line.
Yeah, limp across the finish line. And it was like, okay, let's put the game back in the box. There wasn't a lot of.
Yeah.
It was more of, wow, if this had done this and if this had done that, it could have actually been fun. But it just kind of went out with a whimper.
Yeah, and I will mention that in spite of all four of us being like adults with jobs where we could purchase beer or liquor, none of us has done that. So we're coming into this stone cold sober. And we're playing a game about Mad Max cars that shoot each other. So, you know, we need to take that under advisement. That
take it for what it is. We're going to have fun.
It's a family game, so.
Does this say a family game?
I don't know. People online talk about playing it with their kids. And I can see where the appeal would be because it's, you know, it's a light rule set. You're crashing cars into each other. Seems like a good time. I don't know if, I mean, yeah, we're
nothing
a table.
Nothing says family like the post-apocalypse.
We're a table of adults, so maybe some alcohol needs
Does
to be involved.
Anyone posting about playing with their family say they play it more than once?
You know,
I mean,
that's a
there's
great
a,
question.
There's a lot of chatter. I mean, like, all the threads on there will be games. They're talking about playing with their kids and how great it is. So.
Yeah, okay. I kind of I kind of rained on their parade and said, yeah.
Well, let's see. Like I said, we played it one time. Excuse me. Maybe we were doing something wrong, okay, or it just the way it worked
maybe
out.
Yeah.
Maybe it just the way it worked out.
I was about to turn a spot to penalty box.
Maybe it's because Sammy was there.
Wow. I hadn't thought of that.
I bet you Cody's going to bring the joy back to it. I'm excited.
The chaos.
I'll bring chaos.
And there the you joy. Go. And
hopefully chaos. That brings joy
in
with it.
In chaos, there is joy.
I think that's scriptural.
So let's crank up some Tina Turner and play right. this.
And Steven, you get to go first because you rolled crap dice.
And I've got the Harambe Sasho to prove it.
Yep. All right, let's all do right. it.
I mean, that was fun, right?
How could Samuel not enjoy this game?
That was way more fun than last time. And you know, Steven, you know what made it fun? Is that you got a Mad Max haircut just in time for us to yeah. play this game.
This would be a good day for us to get that cover photo.
No. No, no photos, please.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. When we pulled it out, I'm like, oh boy, last time this game was really flat, and this time it was a whole lot lighter.
It was a hoot. Maybe it was that we had four people. Maybe it was that.
We're going to leave that unsaid.
He doesn't listen anyway.
This is true. It was Sam's fault.
We're going to blame it on Sam.
I mean, I can't say that definitively because I wasn't in the game with Sam, but right. if half the table had fun this time.
And we played last time, yeah.
With Sam. Yeah, and we did. I mean, there's a very strong correlation there.
I think part of it, too, is it moved faster.
Well, but why did it move faster, Chris?
Because we're checking every single rule,
every single yes. turn, trying to wring out every last little bit.
As far as I know, we got every rule right first time.
We just had a little wiggle in the beginning because you could have gone extra distance and you didn't grab it.
Yeah, forgot about the road die, and then there was one little thing about the difference between
dazed and blast off.
Yeah, dazing and blasting off. And blasting off is kind of cool.
Yeah, just saying. But also both fatal. Of those, dazing and blasting off, both fun.
Yes. Yeah. Great
I recommend.
Damage.
Yeah. Yeah. But and our cars were, I think, a little tighter together, and so there's a whole lot more interaction, a whole lot more chance for smashy bashy and kind
of
having some fun with
it. I mean, when it was just three of us, it seemed like two of us
there
were
are less cars. Yeah. Yeah,
definitely more cars, more carnage.
And you know, well, why would I hit somebody when I could move forward three spaces? And it's like because
now they're behind
somebody.
You and they get to hit you next
right.
time.
I mean, that's sort of the point. Yeah. So yeah, no, this game was a whole lot lighter and a whole lot faster and just a whole lot more fun the second time we played. So there was a lot of laughing going on around the table.
So you're gonna keep this one now?
No, yeah, I'm gonna keep. And I'll be honest with you, I thought I had traded it away. I thought
I
it was gone.
It.
And when you pulled it down, I'm like, wait a minute, is that my copy?
Wait a minute, is there some guy waiting on this?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Time for a refund.
Well, no, I did trade away Heat, but I have not traded away this apparently.
Well, wait a minute.
So.
Does this mean now that you want to get the expansion content?
At this point, I almost have to pay a few hundred more dollars on this game. But so I've kind of gone in the opposite direction, Stephen. Before I was like, look, man, the game kind of sucks. Why would I spend hundreds of dollars on the expansion? Because everybody's telling me, oh, you need to buy all the expansions because that's what makes the game really fun. And I'm like, I'm not spending $100 on a game that was flat as a board. Now I'm sitting there thinking, why do I need the expansions when we had so much fun with this? I can play this a few more times. And if I wait long enough, Chris will buy the expansions because that's just what he does.
Oh, hey, it's the last day on the Kickstarter. You might want to get on that.
Yeah,
right
you
now.
Have hours
for what?
To
Thunder Roll
for right? this? Yeah, the new Kickstarter is like closing.
Today. The reissue of the
we have this.
I'm happy with this game.
Yeah.
Now, you don't want the maximum chrome.
I think by the time
it comes with actual chrome.
Nice. No.
I think
tractor
by the
trailer.
Wait, what?
There is
tractor
a tractor
trailer.
Optimus Prime.
How much is it?
I think it's like $245.
As much
shipping.
As the expansion.
So I think by the time we get tired of this content and are looking for the expansion content, it'll be secondhand.
Yeah, we'll find it at a thrift store somewhere.
But I'll tell you.
Thrift store, probably not, but somewhere.
For the May getaway, this is a 2 o'clock in the morning with three beers and you kind of game.
Yes.
And keeping everybody
and
else
going
up
to bed
while yeah. you're just
right after what, Shadowhunters?
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Did we record Shadowhunters?
No.
No, we didn't. Okay,
never mind. We'll have to play it again.
We need more people for that one. Did you play it back in the day?
I played it last week.
Were you here with us last week? You were here with us. Yeah.
Yeah, he was the unknown.
Twice.
Oh, you were sitting here next to me.
But in this one, and we got most of the road hazards turned over because we just weren't avoiding all that much, and we were all banging up against each other, and there's like a pile of carnage on both of the sides of the board because we aren't smart enough to not be up against the side of the board.
Wait, this second map was the perfect map because it's got like a big Tetris Z in the middle of it, so it forced each side down to one lane to get past.
Yeah.
So,
including a massive mud.
Everyone but one of my cars took one path.
There's a reason why there's six cars within like a two block.
There's literally four cars that went off on the same spot.
And then two,
one way or
two,
and
two
went
in the rocks.
Two went to the rock. Two went off the side, but from the exact same spot.
Yeah. So there was a big pile of destruction, and my one regret is I didn't get my chopper out, but the other three choppers were out, and frankly, were doing a lot of the good work for me anyway, because I think I got shot at by one chopper, and that was it. You guys were kind of working on each other for that, and I'm like, okay, let's see if I can keep my cars up, because my back car was taking forever. He wasn't getting anywhere. And then I wrecked him.
The choppers were more dangerous to get bounced under.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons they're a mobile
hazard. That you think you're in a nice, safe spot, and it's like, well, crap, now two choppers have shown up. I'm in all sorts of trouble. So,
yeah. Cody, you just had to not die on that last turn. Yeah,
but we had not played.
He would have had to have coasted across the line.
Mm-hmm. And we would have
won another map.
And then Chris would have won.
I could have tripped onto a mine and exploded into the mountain.
Or you could have flown forward four spaces.
I know. I just rolled poorly.
That would have been awesome. Mm.
Not me and D6s not getting along. Mm.
So if his dead corpse flies across the finish line, because it would have been a finish line because at that point he was dead, would he have won? I would have given the win.
So here's the real question, Chris. What if he survives the initial blast and he is still barely alive as he's impacting the ground inside the castle?
That's a win.
I think this is why you didn't like the game last time.
Is it the person getting across the finish line, or is it the vehicle getting across
the finish line? It's the one burning
and
wheel.
Do you have to survive the finish line?
Because, I mean...
John didn't.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many questions left unanswered.
There's plenty of story flavor going on in this play, that's for sure.
Should rack it up and play it again.
No, it takes too long. I mean, it takes almost 40 minutes to play this game.
Take one of the bird tiles off.
Two tiles.
We're almost at the end of the third tile, and three of us are still back on the first tile.
It's like we're all looking like
there could have been a whole new road tile if John had been a little braver.
Jeez.
Hey, no guts, no glory.
Yeah.
No gory, no guts. I don't know. Anyway.
So the rules on this are pretty easy. We hadn't played since November. It is now the middle of March, so that's 4 months.
4 months. Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I kind of came into it like, well, crap, all I remember is you roll dice and you put them on spaces. But we munched through the rules in a few minutes, got everything up and running, and like you guys were saying, we got it right. I mean, we were playing it right, and I think we were mostly playing it right last time. We weren't passing the first player thing, but other than that, we were playing it right. But last time, it just seemed really flat, and you know, God bless Sam. I mean, we always talk about him, but this is certainly not his kind of game. He wants to try and figure out a way to optimize. And like in Adventure Tactics, where he figured out it was tactically very advantageous to die and then magically come back to life because the rules allow that. And the game like this, he's always looking for a way to kind of work an angle. And that just didn't make any sense in this game. So
I do like your approach for Adventure Tactics. Cheers.
Yes, we both drink healing potions right at the start of the encounter. But this, I mean, at one point, Cody, you said something in the lines of, "I'm only playing this for retribution now." I mean,
one of my last moves.
Yeah. I did kill off two of Cody's cars. So.
Yeah. I killed off at least one of yours, maybe both.
You got one of mine.
Yep.
I think it was one of Stevens. Steven killed one of Stevens.
And yeah. Was I the first one down to one vehicle, or were you guys?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you were down the first one down.
Yeah, low. And then I
fixed it. The last one at three.
It had two. I repaired it so that I could get it back on the road, and then I actually repaired it a second time, which I needed.
I never thought you were going to get that dent out. That was impressive. The way you buffed it out and
right, exactly. Because, you know.
And it was rubbing the tire
just
a little.
Kicking at the dent from inside.
Trying to come
car.
Into Free City. It's like, hold on, dude. Not in that hoopty-ass piece of crap.
It's because this is Freedom City.
Yeah. So now I'm sitting there thinking about all the other games that we haven't enjoyed. Was it just,
was it just the group?
Were they really that bad?
Anyway, so yeah, you know, I had a lot of fun with this. I was not expecting to have any fun just solely based on the comments that you guys had. So I'm actually really happy that this turned out so well.
You know, so does this, this should sell a Target, I'll be honest with you.
This is I mean, I could see this as a family game. It might make some the young kids cry, but
well, but and you know, they always say, oh, it's a
10 plus, so yeah.
Right, but so, but I mean, realistically, this is a game that you, the two buddies from down the street come over and play, and you know, you're playing up in your room. The you know, three guys are playing. I shouldn't cut girls out of the picture, but I mean, this doesn't have to be mom, dad, and you know, son and daughter like they always show on the box covers. This is something you play with your buddies.
I mean, you've got three boys. Can you see yourself playing with your three boys?
At this age, yeah, I think it'd be funny as hell because they would be more than willing to shoot at each other. Trust me, I could never play cooperative games. When you have twins, you do not play cooperative games because, like, cooperate with your brother. It's like, no, I never cooperate with my brother. That's the whole point of having a twin brother is I kill him. That's the whole game. So, I, at this point now with them being 21, 21, and 24, I think it would be much more entertaining to play this game because they would certainly, you know, pull no punches whatsoever.
There's 5 minutes to go on this Kickstarter.
Get in there.
Is there really?
1.674 has been pledged.
Okay, so how much of that is going to be yours 3 minutes from now? And what is the price for the all-in?
Ticket to the show, $45. Maximum Chrome, $160. Tina's Dynamite Deal of the Day, $200. Friendly Local Grease Monkey. This is for verified brick and mortar. Oh, I don't need that. Yeah. New to the game and want it all, get the Maximum Chrome Edition along with all new Carnival of Chaos expansion. Oh. The deluxe metal scrap tokens and the box extender to fit it all. You can add individual add-ons when you complete your pledge in the Kickstarter.
You're saying that they have metal wrecked car tokens?
That we never actually
That's
used
important.
Correctly.
That's the only way you could play this game properly, isn't it?
Where are the clay poker chips?
You got to hurry up and pick.
You do whatever.
Just get a copy.
Hey, Chris.
Yes, sir.
This is an IQ test. And we're all watching to see if you fail.
God, if
he's reaching to the lower right hand part of that screen.
If he wasn't under the gun, if he could just like take it upstairs when we're not here.
Think about it. Yeah, right, but no, he's looking. Because it's going to take 2 years to arrive.
That says November of 2024.
Yeah, it's already produced.
Then why is it November of 2024?
Or it's already in production? I don't know. Who knows? Who knows?
It'll be delayed by a year and a half. But.
Yeah, when COVID 2 hits.
So no,
it's COVID 12.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I'm still trying to see how Samuel didn't like this, but I also kind of get it just because of how random
and
the
it
dice
is a
rolls
racing.
Can be.
And he doesn't like when his car gets flipped over and is burning on the side.
But he likes when he does that to other people.
Yes, he definitely does. But this one is a little bit more too chaotic.
He doesn't like it when a die tells him that he has to turn his car over.
Yeah. He was always very careful about making sure that he had the larger car on top.
Yes.
So that he could choose to re-roll. Right.
Never did.
That is truly Samuel.
Yeah, that's Sam through and through. Yeah. I want to control the dice. That's the key.
There right. was probably only one or two moments when I truly planned a move out ahead of time. Just didn't feel worth it.
There were a
of the
couple
time.
Of times where I was like, all right, so Cody's already moved that car, so he can't get in front of me. And if I tried all that. This isn't a game where you do
no, that. And you know, when you first roll your dice, you're like, okay, I got 1 6 and 3 2s. So, the 6 is going to go to the small car because it's behind. So, I mean, that's about it. But after that, you got to see what's going to go on. And, you know, like Cody was saying, look, if it's about retribution, you know, you're sitting there counting your spaces. Okay, I need a 3.
Got
to
get
to work yellow. A 3 somehow or another. So
whatever I do, I've got to get to yellow.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. Like I said, I had fun and I could see where you could destroy this game by overthinking it. It's probably what happened with Sam. But you know,
he wrote a whole new rule set for it, Chris did. Or Steven. So
after one play.
And you won with the most victory points.
Would you like me to read the new rules that he came up with? Or
you know
no?
what?
I think they're still under patent.
We'll paste them.
We'll publish that on Discord.
We'll publish that on Patreon. If you want to see Samuel's. If you want to see Samuel's.
Is it worth $3?
Home rules.
Sam's rules.
No, but it's worth $3.
For a game that has sold like 600,000 copies already.
That's 600,000 people that might be interested in Sam's rules.
That's a thought, right?
Doesn't sound like anyone else had problems with the rules like Samuel did.
Apparently not.
So, John.
Yeah?
You were the survivor of the race.
Oh, well, there are plenty of survivors. I was the one that actually got into Free City.
Well, I mean, only one closed the gate behind you.
Yeah, but I shot through the gate and killed him.
No, you
didn't. No, you did not. First of all you got was a skid, so nice try. But, are you asking me to give this game a rating?
Yeah, we're gonna do the Thunder Road 1 to 10.
If you had asked me an hour and 15 minutes ago, Stephen, I would have said it was a solid 3. Mm-hmm. Because it just didn't work out. But now that I've gotten a second shot at this and truly realized the absurdity of the entire thing, I think I want to come back to this. I think this is a 7. I think this is something that we're going to play in May. And I wouldn't be surprised if we do that late at night and keep the people that go to bed early up with all the screaming and yelling that we're going to be doing.
Yeah, I'm down. So wait a minute. Does this mean you have to go back on Reddit and like revisit all the threads where you said that was terrible?
Apologize to a bunch of people.
I said, yeah, this just kind of didn't work for us. So, and I'll be honest with you, I would never get Maximum Chrome for this because it was $300 and some or some stupid amount with all the different pieces.
It's like $250
all in. $250
all in
with all of the shipping.
Well, yeah, with the $250 is the shipping.
Which Chris has no paid.
Okay, and I'll be honest with you, I traded for this. Mm-hmm. So I got this more or less at no charge. I mean, I had to drive someplace and drop a game off. So I'm very happy with the money that I spent on it, but I'm not sure I would go big. And I live in a small house with small space for gaming, so big doesn't really work for me. I think this is just right as it is.
Yeah. I think there's enough in this package to...
Yeah,
to give us enough content for a while.
This is the Adventurer's Temple of Shaq kind of gaming, where
you play it a couple
of times a year, and you have a good time doing it.
You can actually play this back-to-back, though, where Shaq kind of gets a little bit, Adventurer's gets a little bit samey, especially with the lava tiles.
Oh, the lava tiles. Yeah, that's a good point.
This might be the one episode that
he's listening to.
All right, I'll give it a try.
All right, Chris, you were the first loser. Why don't you give us
the
1 to 10?
I'm climbing the fence as we speak.
You were shot as soon as the fence closed.
What, they said only one may pass?
Yes.
I got out of the car and I said, I need a shotgun.
This man's a menace.
This man was a menace.
It was crazy. It was fun. It was fast. So, I mean, that's what you're looking for in a race game where you're blowing people up, you're landing on top of other cars, you're going over hazards, you're blowing up mines, oil slicks, choppers are flying around shooting. It felt very fast-paced. It felt fun and exciting. So I agree with John. When we first pulled the game out, it was a bit of a joke. It was either that or Winner's Circle. So this one won out.
Thank God.
But, you know... An hour and a half ago, this wasn't the most exciting game to me, but I did want to give it another try, and I'm glad that we did. And it probably would have been a 4 or 5 before. Now it's moved up to a solid 7.
All right. Cody, why don't you go as the last loser?
Well, I didn't have anything that survived, so I accomplished my mission. Pulling this out, it didn't sound like it was going to be a great time from the other players who have played it before, but I don't think there was more than a couple turns that would go by without crashing and shooting and both and people blowing up into mountains.
Yeah, that was a good move that I did where I hopped on top of somebody,
Chris,
pushed him off the road and then plopped down his shot.
Oh no, that was me. You did that to me.
You did that to me. You hopped on top of me and then launched yourself into the mountain, and then you had another car come and do it and put me on top of the mountain.
Yes.
Yeah. I was able to push someone off and shoot at somebody else in the same turn. It was fantastic.
And not die. So yeah. But it was a lot of fun. It's been a while since I've been around, but I haven't had that much fun playing a game in a while.
Pompeii.
Pompeii, yeah.
Survivor.
Yeah, oh,
survive.
Yeah.
Survive.
Anything where people are getting knocked off the board is feels like a good game to me now.
Nobody went flying through the air today. The night is still young.
People did go flying through the air today.
No, I went flying through the air a couple times.
Board into like, never mind.
The volcano.
The boat.
Into the sea serpent. But I got to give this a solid, nice 7.
All right. So, you know, I've done a lot of thinking and soul searching about like what the ratings actually mean, whatever. And it's boiled down to one tenet. And that is, was this game fun? And this was a lot of damn fun. I've said it a few times already. I had a lot of fun playing this. As everyone has said, I was not expecting it just based on the reviews that it got, the early reviews that it got from Sam and you guys when y'all played it the first time. But, you know, once we got like around this to the second activation and we started actually getting in each other's way and started taking shots and getting our elbows out, it just like, all throughout, even though cars were coming off the board and it was opening up, there was just still action on just about every turn.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable because there's always seemed to be a target. I mean, there's always an opportunity to somehow get up in somebody's business.
And just the chaos that, like, the blast-off introduced and the dazed and...
Yeah, right. There's a couple in there that and they don't overplay them too much. If you blast it off every single time, it wouldn't be something. I mean, it needs to be a bit of a special event.
And you know, the specialty dice and the way they work to kind of like resolve some of these combats. So like, there are other games where, you know, you can bump into each other, but it's like you roll a d20. You each roll d20s, and then you consult a table, and then it's this, and that.
Bigger car wins.
This was very simple, and you rolled
two
the dice.
Points. Yeah,
you rolled the two dice. One of them said who was affecting, and the other one said where it went. Simple, easy.
Yep.
And then if you were the bigger car, you could re-roll if you wanted to. Whatever. I mean, just you roll two dice. There's no chart to consult. There's no math. There's no like checking the phase of the moon. Everything was very simplistic. Attacking was the same way. It's one die. It tells you if you hit, no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple. So for all of that, for its simplicity, just as the easy to play on the table and just the fun that we had and the carnage that ensued, I also have to give this a 7. So I'm actually really excited to play this one again, especially in May, especially late at night, maybe after a few drinks. We'll see. But I'm actually really looking forward to this one.
And then afterwards, we go out on the parking lot in our Camrys and we do it for real, Steven.
You buying me a Camry for that?
Which, by the way, we did standardize that the medium-sized car.
The medium car is a Camry.
Is a Camry.
The small car is a Prius. Yeah.
The Carnage Camry, yeah. Camrys of Carnage.
I think there was a house rule mentioned at the top that maybe the car should take 3 damage before they're wrecked, and I don't feel like that's needed.
Nope. Like I said, it moved fast and quick. I guess that was because it was.
I think John was the only one to ever hit 2 damage, and he repaired it.
Yeah.
And then he crossed the finish line. So.
And I won with the car that had 2 damage on it.
We had pretty bad luck rolling the shoot dice, though.
If only we were shooting at large.
Large cars would have been gone
the whole time. But we weren't. All right. Well, that's Thunder Road Vendetta from Restoration. You're not going to be able to do the Kickstarter as of when this comes out, but hopefully you did. If not, I'm pretty sure your local retailer have it.
Or make friends with somebody who did.
Or make friends Just with somebody it. That did. It's a good game. I had a lot of fun.
Just message Chris on Discord.
What do you call a plural group of assholes? A panel.
a podcast.